everyone, and a very warm welcome to you, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is Sheila Hamill along with Andrew Ridgwick, bringing you Radio Tyneside's devotional programme, New Day Dawning. Today we'll be looking at the theme of thankfulness. We can sometimes be rather embarrassed when we feel someone is being over generous with a gift, and we say, "Oh, you shouldn't have," or "I can't possibly accept it." I'm sometimes like that, but a friend of mine who is a Methodist minister was once given a gift of money by a grateful member of his congregation. He was astonished to have been given such a generous amount, but looking straight at her, he said, "Thank you so much." Smiling, the lady replied to him, "I'm delighted to see that you are as gracious in receiving as you are in giving." There's a real sense of joy, isn't there, to be discovered when we give and in when we receive. So my first choice of hymn today is "For the Beauty of the Earth." This version, arranged by John Rutter and sung by Libra, has the chorus, "Lord of all, to thee we raise this our joyful hymn of praise." It reflects our thanks to God for all the good things in our world and the beauty that surrounds us. Today's Bible reading is taken from St. Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. Here's Matt Redman singing, Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, Blessed be your name.
Was the generous giver in that story, yet only one of the 10 lepers who were healed came back to thank him. And this man was, as the story says, a foreigner, in fact a Samaritan. The others were presumably Jews, and normally Jews and Samaritans were sworn enemies. But here in their tragic state, leprosy had been a great leveller. What happened to the other 9? They were simply doing as Jesus directed, and ran off in the direction of the temple to have themselves declared clean by the priests so they could re-enter community life. And I would imagine, praise God, there in the place where they believed God dwelt. Only the Samaritan acknowledged Jesus' true power and might and thanked him for the gift of healing. Only he prostrated himself before him in worship. Let's listen to Stuart Townend now singing, Lord, I am grateful.
Lord, I'm grateful, amazed at what you've done. My finest efforts are filthy rags, but I'm made righteous by trusting in the Son. I have God's riches at Christ's expense. 'Cause it's grace, there's nothing I can do to make you love me more, to make you love me less than you do. And by faith, I'm standing on the stone of Christ and Christ alone. Your righteousness is all that I need, 'cause it's grace.
Called and chosen.
Called and chosen when I was far away. You brought me into your family. Is washed away. Your loving kindness is life to me. 'Cause it's grace, there's nothing I can do to make you love me more, to make you love me less than you do. And by faith, I'm standing on the stone of Christ and Christ alone. Your righteousness is all that I need. 'Cause it's grace.
Grace loves the sinner.
Grace loves the sinner. Loves all I am and all I'll ever be. Yeah, yeah. Makes me a winner. Whatever lies the devil throws at me. Freely given, but bought with priceless blood. My life was ransomed at Calvary. There my Jesus gave everything he could, that I might live for eternity. 'Cause it's grace, there's nothing I can do to make you love me more, to make you love me less than you do. And by faith, I'm standing on the stone of Christ and Christ alone. Your righteousness is all that I need. Yes, it's grace. There's nothing I can do to make you love me more, to make you love me less than you do. And by faith, I'm standing on the stone of Christ and Christ alone. Your righteousness is all that I need. Because it's grace. I know it's grace, yeah.
Did the other 9 lepers deserve their healing? Do the ungrateful deserve rewards? Do we sinners deserve God's love and grace? In the story of Les Misérables, the main character, Jean Valjean, a former convict, stole silver forks and spoons from the house of a bishop who'd shown him hospitality. Valjean was caught and arrested by gendarmes and marched back to the bishop's house. But instead of condemning the man, the bishop told him off for forgetting to take the candlesticks with him too. Valjean was speechless. He was released, and after the gendarme had left, the bishop then encouraged him to use the gifts to make a more meaningful and honest life for himself. The bishop's generosity helps us think of God's compassion for each of us. We don't deserve God's love and forgiveness, but we are offered it anyway. We don't have to wait until we're good enough. It comes as a gift. In St. Paul's letter to the Romans 5, verse 8, it says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Here's a well-known and well-loved traditional hymn Now thank we all our God. In the time of Jesus, not only did lepers have to bear the suffering that came with their disease, they had to keep well away from anyone else, including their families. Imagine not being able to hold your loved ones in your arms anymore. They had to walk downwind of healthy people and stay at a set distance so as not to pass any contamination on. They must have been so lonely and so desperate in their isolation. Yet in Jesus they discovered a friend. Some of us today may be feeling that way, cut off, lonely, and quite possibly in great pain. So here's a song to let you know of one who cares, just like he did then for those 10 outcasts. What a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. What a peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. wish. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
A well-known Christian saint called Francis had one big fear as he grew. He was terrified of leprosy. But one day, some time after he became a committed Christian, he met a leper coming towards him on the road. At first he was shocked and he froze. But then he did something quite amazing. He suddenly leapt off his horse, ran to meet the man, and kissed his ravaged face. The minute he did this, he felt such a surge of joy and relief, as if the burden of fear had been lifted off him. When he looked round, there was no one to be seen. As a result of that experience, he sought out lepers. He saw Christ in them. He cared for their material needs, kissing them and reassuring them of his love. What a beautiful way of facing and overcoming our fears, to reach out to others. If we can face our own fears head on and embrace them, we can learn from them, grow through them, we too can gain a new sense of freedom. Also, Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." How often do we fail to give thanks to our family and friends and medical staff who care for us and who mean so much to us, and to God who has poured out such love and mercy upon us throughout our lives. A reading like this one today reminds us how important the healing and caring ministry of Jesus was to people then. It's what brought them flocking to him. It's what drew people to his life-giving words. So today we give thanks for all those involved in bringing healing to those who are ill, for doctors, nurses and care workers, and also for church leaders, chaplains and those who conduct healing services. This is Radio Tyneside, hospital radio for Newcastle and Gateshead, broadcasting on Channel 1 of Hospedia, the Ward Entertainment System, on 157 AM in the hospital community and on Radio Player. Thanks for listening to New Day Dawning. Please join with us again next week. If you have any requests, comments, or you want to publicise up-and-coming events in the area, you can contact us online at info@radiotyneside.co.uk. May I leave you with a blessing which can be found in Colossians 1:11. May God strengthen you in his glorious might, with ample power to meet whatever comes with fortitude, patience, and joy. Bye for now.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on a cross, my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when Christ shall come, with shout of acclamation, and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.